Live from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Welcome to Chatterbox Video Game Radio, everybody. We're definitely liberals here.
Oh, big time.
I don't know if you were listening to the program before us. That gentleman, Michael Holliday, apparently not much of a liberal. Very scared about nuclear weapons. I, for one, am not so scared about nuclear weapons.
Those Al-Qaeda nukes, when they take out a major city.
Yes. I'm not so convinced that the Al-Qaeda can get their hands on a nuke. But who knows? Maybe I was the one who was running very scared over Y2K, and that didn't happen. So, you know, I'm as nuts as the next guy.
Oh, yeah.
As the next Holliday. Anyway, so we're on here at 7 p.m. Arizona time. That's 6 West Coast and 9 o'clock East Coast. You just want to make sure that you don't tune in early and catch...
Sorry, folks. This is where we were about to tell you not to listen to another host on KFNX, but Andrew made sure that that didn't go out live over the air.
Nobody.
We're going to talk about games. So, that's what we do.
Al-Qaeda came out with a new game this week about building bombs.
Exactly. It's a simulation.
That's right.
And Wacko Jacko, he's on them like ants in a camp.
Oh, totally.
Or a picnic or something. All right, so anyway, we have a lot of things we're going to do today. First of all, my name's Alon, and my co-host Nate here.
Hi, Nate. We have some guests in the studio.
Yes, he was chatting. And we've got our guests. Everybody say hi to Ryan and James. Hi, Ryan and James.
Hello.
All right, there you are.
Hello,
so,
everyone.
So, Ryan and James are the two big guys behind the Get Well Gamers Foundation. Ryan technically is the founder, am I right? And the president.
You bet.
All right. And James is the other guy?
I have an official title. It's treasurer, but usually it's just lackey or gopher.
So here's what I need you to do. I need you to use that mic and Ryan to use that mic.
So put it in the middle there.
All right.
Nothing but the best at KFNX.
All right, you guys are going to be basically kissing for the duration of today's show.
That is fantastic.
So there are guest hosts today. And so we're going to talk about games, believe it or not, rather than Al-Qaeda. But we're also going to talk about the Get Well Gamers Foundation. We've actually had Ryan on the show in the past. And, of course, we talked to the Penny Arcade guys, Gabe and Tycho, about their Child's Play charity. And that's very similar to what Ryan and James do with the Get Well Gamers Foundation.
That's correct.
But we'll deal with that a little bit later. I want to talk about some games right now.
All right.
First of all,
just got a game today.
That's well.
Very excited about it.
Yeah, I got a hold of a copy of Gunstar Superheroes for the Game Boy Advance. I don't really pay a lot of attention to handheld games very much. Just because they were never really my thing. I prefer the consoles. But I remembered, or I took notice, I don't remember how I noticed it. But anyway, I realized, oh, I didn't know that was out yet for the Game Boy Advance. So got a hold of it, and it's pretty good. You know, I was never the huge fan of Gunstar Heroes that everyone else in the world is.
Heresy.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. A lot of people, they love a lot of games based on nostalgia. And games have moved, they've come a long way since the day of the Genesis. And going back to playing that game from a long time ago...
not so fun.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not the same game, but it's pretty similar. So anyway, what I have been playing a lot of is Gun. I talked about this last week.
Yep.
But I had only barely played it.
Yeah, I was with you for, I don't know, what, an hour when you played it. It looked fun.
Yeah. I played like 5 hours. Have you guys seen this game at all?
I have seen the commercials, and I don't have the hardware to run it, and I want to.
Yeah.
So.
You should have played it at my place. It was pretty good. I played like 5 hours. It's another one of those games. Just like I talked about Far Cry Instincts a few weeks ago, how like you can't stop playing because there's not distinct levels. Like back in the day, they'd say level 2 cleared, and you know you can save it and stop and go to bed because that's what you need to do because you're a living human
now
being.
Now it's just one never ending.
Now the Hulk, Far Cry, Gun, Halo. There always is just a new mission. What was that?
Fears that way, mostly.
And Halo as well, Halo 2, sorry.
Yeah, all those games.
Yeah.
Gun does a great job of making you want to continue playing. Maybe it's just because I haven't put a lot of time into games where I'm like willing to put like 5 hours in one block.
Yeah.
And I really don't think I was willing to put 5 hours into this game either. It just happened.
It just happened?
Anyway, I recommend it. It's a fun game. It doesn't break any new ground.
Actually, that happened to me Saturday. My girlfriend has We Love Katamari. And to avoid doing actual work, I figured, well, I'll start a game and
I've
play
only
this.
been on his ass for like 3 weeks now to get stuff done for Chatterbox. Oh, we'll have it done this weekend.
Yeah, it's in the progress.
Little does he know, immediately after the show, we're going back to his apartment and we're going to be working on this tonight.
Are we?
Yes.
Anyways, so it was like 1 in the afternoon. It's like, well, I'll work on it. You know, play this game a little bit, see how it is. Next thing I know, it's like 5 o'clock, and all this time I was going to do stuff just kind of evaporated. Very fun game. Very addicting. Very frustrating.
This, of course, is because he didn't play the first one, which I'm convinced is actually better. I don't like what they did with the second one.
Yeah, you had some complaints about this second one here.
Yeah. It's a game where, like, a core part of the gameplay is the physical motion of an object, right? So physics are important, and they actually made the physics less realistic.
Like you said, I haven't played the first game.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, like, when I picked up, like, a stick, it would roll really awkward, and I didn't like it until I filled it up.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I like the game. I still enjoy it, and I love the first one. I'm a big fan of them. Although, like, I also know that the developer didn't want to make a second one, and the only reason he did was because Namco was going to make it
anyway.
They're
making a third one now, too.
Well, they're making one on PSP. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. So anyway, he was just like, well, to stop you guys from completely butchering the game, I'm going to have to work on it. But, so like, under those conditions, you know that he couldn't have really had his heart in it.
I don't know. It was still fun.
It also wasn't partially made by college students this time around.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of that idea for the first one. Anyway, yeah. We'll get away from that.
Yeah, we can talk about something else.
Yeah. Have you guys been playing any games lately that we want to talk about?
Well, we play, we're actually big fans of World of Warcraft here, and I can't help but bring up, you might have heard about this on Slashdot or wherever, the kid in China who jumped to his death supposedly reenacting WoW. You guys heard about this?
Yes. Nate, by the way, this is when a soundboard would come in useful, where I could play a vomit sound when he mentions World of Warcraft. Yeah. You see that?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Now, why is that so bad?
Well, we've discussed MMOs on the show in the past and how I can...
There we go.
Andrew comes to the rescue. Well done. I've discussed MMOs in the past, and how inane they are. I know you two apparently are fans, so please defend your position, and let's talk about the China kid.
Well, whatever your opinion are about the game as a whole, this is by far one of the stupidest and funniest video game blamed on deaths I've ever heard of, because, I mean, if the kid, like, tried to fake an immolate spell and set himself on fire, you know, sure. If he tried to do Blade Fury and wound up, like, stabbing himself, you know, whatever. But he freaking jumped out of a window to his death. And for crying out loud, fall damage has been in there since beta.
Yeah.
I mean, what the heck? What were you expecting to happen?
Wait a minute. Can't you fly in World of Warcraft? Can't you get a dragon or something? Flying around?
You got a dragon handy?
Maybe he did.
He's in China. He made an origami. A dragon and tried to ride it.
Well,
I mean, I know that's Japanese.
They're griffins anyway, so.
Oh.
Well, you know, he also might have jumped just because he was in China. And they're blaming it on the
game. See,
we
have talked about that before. We think that in Eastern Asia, the communist parts of it anyway, perhaps the reason they play MMOs is because the fantasy world is significantly better than the real world.
Yeah, the fantasy world,
no
all
doubt.
I do is not make rice, you know.
Yeah. Man, now we stepped over the line.
I have no doubt that's true.
We just lost a million listeners because of the rice comment.
Did you
Good
have
job.
A million to begin with?
Listen, I don't need that from you. Anyway, yeah. So, like Ryan was saying, some challenged child decided to jump out of a window, apparently. And that in itself, not so amazing. I guess it happens from time to time. But the parents are suing Blizzard, claiming that he did it partly... due to the fact that he played World of Warcraft obsessively.
That's right.
Now, I know people who watch movies obsessively. For instance, Rocky Horror Picture Show is an often obsessed over movie.
Yep.
People not only see it, they interact with it in the theaters like 50 times. But I don't... There must be killing and like biting and punching and stuff in that movie. But nobody blames them.
No.
Nobody does it. You don't go to the actors and say, you ruined me for life. And there's Rambo and all those other movies where there's death.
Well... games are simulators. He was being trained to jump out of his window.
No. There's a difference because it's interactive.
That's right.
My only thought is that it's entirely possible that he was just unhappy in general, and he killed himself,
which is
unfortunate.
I don't think so. I think it was the game. I think we need to sue Blizzard.
Oh, really?
Okay. Well, I can use
I just
want
to say now on the air, I'm out to destroy Blizzard because of this game.
Yeah. This is a good
such animosity.
This is a good introduction to our question. If anybody wants to call in, give me your opinion on gaming addiction. There was also another article in Slashdot recently referencing some journal or something where scientists determined that the addiction that goes on mentally to games is similar to the addiction that exists under other circumstances when people get addicted to, like, chemicals and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had the cold shakes because I haven't been able to play my game for, you know, a couple of days. Yeah.
They make this claim, though, that apparently it's just as bad.
I don't really see it. I mean, I'm sure, you know, you can make yourself, like, if you do something, like, every day and in a routine and then break that routine, you'll feel different or funny for a little bit. But I don't think, like, I'm not going to get, you know, am I going to get an overdose on games? Could, you know.
Well, apparently when people play for 3 days, they pass out. We have a listener in Japan.
That's right.
Right.
She did pass out. She said that.
One of our forum users passed out from playing an MMO for 3 days straight.
I think it's one.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I believe it's less the game when these people die in these situations and more the fact of lack of sleep and over-caffeinated
products.
Because
they didn't know the slash pizza command.
That's right.
All right. So we're going to go for a couple minutes. And then I want you guys to start calling us. It's 866-536-1100. If you've got questions for Nate and myself, or Ryan or James, Get Will Gamers. Or if you want to answer our question about addiction in games. Or you know what? If you have an experience that you want to tell us about because you're addicted to an MMO, more fodder for me to tell you that MMOs are super lame. Call us. 866-536-1100. We'll be right back after this break, everybody. Welcome back to Chatterbox Video Game Radio, everybody, presented by Liberal Media USA.
That's right.
My name's Alon, this is Nate.
I am Nate.
And we also have Ryan and James from the Get Well Gamers Foundation.
Hello.
With the one mic.
Hello.
Yep. So, what were we just talking about? MMOs.
That's right.
Yes.
And now, I know that someone's calling and talking to Andrew, but who knows if they're even calling us? He's just on the phone back there, I can't tell.
Maybe it's the pizza guy.
Maybe. Let me know if it's a real caller. Anyway, you guys should call us, 866-536-1100, to talk about games, talk about the Get Well Gamers Foundation, talk about the show and how much you love it.
Yeah, talk about me.
Yes. And especially about MMO addiction. I want to hear your stories about how you played for 5 days straight and never used the bathroom.
This wasn't an MMO, but I played Knights of the Old Republic when it first came out. Like, I just noticed that it was daylight again. Because, like, I started playing at 11, and then I didn't really eat anything. The next thing I knew, I was like, oh, it's daylight again. That's cool.
I have done that several times, and I mean, these aren't MMOs either. Super Nintendo Ogre Battle. I started at 8 p.m., and I made it all the way around to 9 o'clock the next day. I stopped when the screen on the television actually started kind of, like, smiling at me, and I figured that was probably a good time to quit.
Are you kidding me? Did you really hallucinate with this
I am
game?
Absolutely 100% serious with you, sir.
Wow.
That's really pathetic.
That's something.
I tried to hit Final Fantasy 3 in one sitting one weekend, and I had to stop when my blinks wouldn't go all the way down because my eyes were so crusty. They would only make it about halfway down and just stop.
Wow. You guys are amazing. Now, I've had long gaming sessions, but for some reason I can't remember them. I mean,
really?
I guess that's
surprising.
I guess so. All right, so we had some other things we wanted to talk about, but we do have a caller, so I'm going to take him. He wants to tell me, I think, an uninteresting story. Michael from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
You're there?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So, what did you want to say?
Hello, Michael.
Well, it was an RTS game, really, from Total War. It's pretty addictive, I guess, but a friend of mine started playing around 8 o'clock p.m., and I went to bed around 3 o'clock. He was still up. I woke up around 1 o'clock the next day, and he was still playing. And then he just kept on playing until he passed out, pretty much.
So he did. So there was a, you know, some passing out, a little emergency situation.
Yeah.
Or he just went to bed.
Yeah, he kind of fell asleep in his chair.
Yeah, see, I've done that before.
Well, let me ask you this, Michael. Does he have addictive tendencies, or was he just really into the game?
I wouldn't say so, really.
Not doing, like, any heroin or speed or alcohol problem or anything like that?
No, he's doing games.
Games is a gateway drug, kind of.
Yeah. Crack is for sissies. We're gamers.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Michael. Unless you have a story of your own you want to tell us.
Nothing too serious, really, I guess.
All right.
All right. Cool.
Well, thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
It's good to hear from you.
See, like, I need to have the personal experience. I need to tell. Like, the other day on our forums, people went on there and asking about something totally unrelated to games. And I had a specific story for it. So I went and I told it.
And you posted as me.
What? Did I?
Yeah, you did it on my laptop. It's like, and it was Sharp apparently was telling everyone how he passed out
or
how he accomplished it.
And like, oops.
Yeah, because I did that, apparently.
Yeah, we need to change that. People probably knew it was me because it was grammatically correct.
Oh, yeah, just the way you talked. I mean, it wasn't there wasn't a lot of me-like boobies and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, so they probably knew it was me. I'll have to take care of that. All right, so anyway, let's move on to an actual topic. What do you say, folks? We've got very serious gentlemen in the studio with me tonight. You should see Ryan can't even put a smile on. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We talked about Blizzard. There's a lot of stuff. Really, to start the show, I go on to Slashdot and see what stories they've been talking about, and I like to figure those are interesting things. And Spike TV Game Awards, there was a quote from a GameSpot article. And I guess, like, this is the third year. It just happened, right? And if you recall, last year I almost went to the awards myself. And I was all excited. I'd be able to go, even though it's probably going to be lame, I'd get to go and actually see some gaming people.
If you mean, like, 50 Cent, maybe.
No. But what happened is they said, no, you're not going to go to the awards. You're just going to go to the red carpet and watch the people walk into the awards, and then you're going to go back to the parking lot. And I was like, oh, so no. And I didn't go. And so here's the quote from GameSpot. Apparently they said, you know, it was clear that the network hasn't found a way to perfectly merge the subject matter, the celebrities, and the audience. And they described, you know, the fact that after Missy Elliott's performance, everybody walked out because they didn't care about the gaming awards. And so if, and I really doubt this is something Spike is interested in, but if they're interested in making the audience and everybody there actually care about games, maybe they should let people who care about games go.
That's kind of an extreme idea there.
I know it's novel and kind of wacky. But maybe if they brought people who weren't complete stooges into the audience, like people who make the games, like people who report on the games, like people who play the games, silly me, I think maybe it would do better.
Who's going to watch that on Spike?
Well, you know, you've got a point. Maybe if we didn't put cheerleaders and Missy Elliott on TV, it wouldn't get the ratings. I don't know.
But that's just the problem, though, is that you're going after, Spike TV is going after a demographic so far removed from their main demographic, the people that they go for normally in Spike programming, that it's just, it's like trying to bridge the Atlantic and the Pacific. I mean,
doesn't it seem like a bad venture to you to just make a video game award show and then ruin it like that?
Well,
like, you're right, they're not getting either demographic.
Well, my thing is, are they really legitimate awards?
You know, no, and you know why?
Nobody
because
cares.
King Kong was in the category. Which one of us has played King Kong? Have you?
Actually, Nate? I played the demo.
All right, but you haven't played the game.
I haven't played the game. It wasn't out.
Do you know why you haven't played the game?
Some of the crap on there wasn't even out yet.
The two of you, you play a lot of games, haven't played it. You know why? Not out yet. I myself haven't played it. Not out yet. So all the people who are watching this and they want to agree with the awards, they want to say, yes, that totally deserves it, or no, it doesn't, you know, they haven't played it because it hasn't come out yet, and the only reason it's in that awards thing is for advertising.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, I don't know. I didn't sign any checks. I didn't write any checks. Who knows? But they certainly didn't have a category for best video game radio show.
No, they did not.
No, but they did have a category of best video game blog.
Oh.
Did you know that? It's the first year they've done that. And there were only like three. It was like Joystick, Kotaku, and another. Or maybe
it should
just
be Game Politics.
Two. I don't think
that's
that was
not
on there.
Edgy enough.
Yeah.
I think for Spike.
So. Anyway, they have these, and you know why? Because blogs are the big thing these days.
Oh, yeah, Blogsphere.
Exactly. So, I just hate Spike so much. After what they did last year, and then it's just, oh, it's so irritating. Just eventually figure it out that your show has sucked every year, and there's a very easy solution. Stop being such tools.
There's obviously got, they must have an audience if they can continue to keep having it.
No, I think that it's actually probably the companies on it who do the awards and stuff. Like, EA is probably paying to be there.
True.
I don't know if they're paying to actually win the award, to do the advertising. Like, to have that show, right, you pay extreme advertising dollars to have the commercial breaks there.
Yeah.
So that pays EA, for, you know, they're going to get all the awards.
They always do.
Well, I mean, like, it's a show by tools for tools. I mean, I think that that Spike's video game show is targeted toward, like, beer-swilling frat boys whose only video game experience is Madden.
Yeah.
No, pretty
agree,
much.
Because
exactly.
The people who produce it probably are those people. I didn't mean to imply, and I'm not trying to like backpedal to protect myself here. I really don't think EA is so slimy to actually pay for awards or anything. I don't think that happens. But I think that creating the show gives an avenue to get the money behind these companies to advertise and then we're going to pay a special advertising fee because this show is targeted to the video game audience, so we're going to pay targeted advertising dollars. So that's why, you know, and they're going to advertise more if their game is in the category.
Oh, of course.
So they probably say, well, oh, you know, EA's Need for Speed and Madden, everybody loves those games, and everybody really does. I mean, they do well.
Well, it could be like, well, you know, if you want to give us some, you know, ad money, maybe your game will be a nominee. Maybe it might even win. You know, we don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if it goes that far. Who knows? It could. There's been worse scandals.
Oh, yeah.
But I think really they've
It just seems like such a phony award show that, I mean, even if there are people who are, like, actually making nominees and, like, picking it, it's probably like the interns. It's like, you play games, figure something out.
I also have a feeling that our listeners probably don't even care about this, but since we're, like, doing a video game show, we personally are interested in this. Maybe that's why we're chatting about it. Anyway, we're going to be back after this break. Everybody should check out uat.edu if you're interested in getting into the video game industry. We'll be back in a couple.
We'll be back.
Hackers. They're everywhere, and I'm not talking about the kind trying to infect your company's website. No, you're under attack from the competition, stifling your research, preventing your career change, stopping you from having your own business or advancing your career. Make the University of Advancing Technology's graduate degree in technology your first line of defense in the fight against life's hackers. The Master of Science in Technology from UAT is unlike any other program around. Focus in customized areas like network security, artificial life programming, game studies, technology management, and e-commerce. UAT's program is accelerated. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in the high-tech field. It's really about creating thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology. Learn, experience, innovate at the only local private university totally immersed in technology. Click uat.edu. UAT.edu.
Welcome back, folks. Chatterbox Video Game Radio with Alon and Nate.
Hey, guys.
And you know what? Sometimes we even have Julie Stouffer on the show today.
Sometimes.
Hasn't called in. Hasn't called in for a while.
Yeah. I think she's dead, personally.
Yeah, I think what's happening, right? We talk about, you know, in the future, one day we will all have a holy trinity where we'll all be in the station at once. And that's the goal. And perhaps maybe, like, she's not calling in because she's just waiting
for that. Yeah, I think the consensus is we're waiting until we can all be in one studio.
Exactly. And maybe that's why she hasn't called in. I mean, that's why we haven't been together. Because it is tough. Today, in particular, when we have two other people in the studio, it would be very difficult to handle a third co-host over the phone. So that's one good reason that we don't have her on today. But anyway, she is still part of the show. I don't want you guys to get the wrong idea. but anyway, I'm going to move on here. I did mention right before the break that you all should go to uat.edu. That's the University of Advancing Technology. They're a wonderful sponsor of ours. I attended, and Nate is
currently attending.
And that's how we learn all about game design. I mean, I did other things. I went to DigiPen. Ryan, you went to DigiPen, right?
Briefly.
Yes. I went even more briefly, just for a little summer course. So yeah, we've made the rounds. Nate, though, he's still going. So anyway, we are going to talk to you two, Ryan and James, about the Get Well Gamers Foundation. I know that Nate, in particular, he has dreams about Get Well Gamers Foundation and his philanthropic ways.
That's right. Of course, in my mind, they're the Goodwill Gamers.
Yeah, say that again.
Are we naked in your dreams, Nate?
Not so much.
That's good.
Not so much. I, however, always, as nature put me, whenever he dreams about me. Because that's how we roll here.
That's how it is.
That is.
I believe you've used the word gaymates before.
I didn't. Someone on our forums accused us of being gaymates.
Okay.
Scary.
I can't really blame them for having those.
Really,
those
I fun. Can't either. My girlfriend gets a little upset when she hears stuff like that.
Does she?
But,
oh, well. You know, to each their own. Anyway, so let's talk about Get Well Gamers Foundation. First of all, for those who haven't heard of it before, just give me your brief synopsis. What is it?
Well, basically, the Get Well Gamers Foundation takes people's old and used video games, systems, accessories, everything else, cleans them up, sends them out to hospitals across the U.S. for use in their pediatric wards.
All right. Very healthy cause. I like this.
Very good.
It's similar to what Child's Play, the Penny Arcade charity, does. The difference there, though, is that Child's Play only accepts new product.
Whereas you guys will accept used and old.
Yeah, and in fact, generally specialize in used stuff.
Exactly. And another important difference is that we're year-round, 365
exactly.
days a year. Child's Play is, you know, just the holidays.
Yep.
Not to minimize it at all. It's an excellent cause as well.
one of the catches with Child's Play, actually, is that they're not just video games. Like, video games is certainly a big part of it, but if you look on their wish list, they've got crayons and coloring books and stuff like that. And that's more what the hospitals are talking about when they're talking about, we don't want to get old stuff because it's dirty. I mean, 90% of the hospitals we've dealt with have never even insinuated, you know, oh, you know, that the old thing is dirty, we can't take it. I mean, we've asked them sometimes, you know, are you guys worried about old stuff? And they said no, because they're just not real transmission vectors. You know, it's nothing that we worry about.
Yeah. Now, I got to tell you, I've worked at my fair share of EB and GameStop stores, which, of course, are now the same. But the first electronics boutique I worked at, I actually opened up a PlayStation that was traded into us once. Literally, not joking, live and dead cockroaches inside the machine.
Those are snacks.
Wow.
Yes.
Well,
it was funny.
As Ryan said, we do make every effort to meet the hospital's criteria. Even if they aren't necessarily saying, well, you have to deliver it to us shrink-wrapped, we do a pretty thorough check just to make sure the unit works, and oftentimes that does involve kind of looking inside wherever you can see. If it's rattling, we'll open it up, make sure there's no broken parts or anything like
that. Yeah, I mean, you take a little shot of Windex every once in a while, take care of it.
Rubbing alcohol, actually, is what we use most.
There you go. That's good. Get the kids while they're young with the alcohol. Yeah, that's good. And obviously, you clean it up. So here's what we're going to do. You guys, in case you haven't looked, our links on our website, there's a direct link to Get Well Gamers, so you should go there. If you have old stuff that you're not playing anymore, and I absolutely guarantee that every person listening to the show does have old video games that you're not playing anymore, you can send them. You have to send it to them and pay the little shipping that it costs to send it to them, but, you know, it's good cause. And you can do that all year round, so you don't have to get ready for Christmas. If you want to wait a little while through the holidays, do that. And also, you guys accept a lot of games, not just hardware or everything, right?
It's hardware, it's games, it's accessories, yeah. If it's involved in gaming and you don't need it, we'll take it and find a use for it.
You can even take games that are scratched up.
Yes, we can.
Because you can refurbish them.
That's exactly correct.
Exactly. So, games that you don't even play anymore because they're too scratched. Games that you don't play because you just don't play them anymore. I mean, we're talking about Super Nintendo, Nintendo, Genesis.
Yeah.
Anything
8-bit or newer.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be, you know, Xbox 360 games that you're sending to these guys.
Although if you have one, we'll take it.
Yeah.
And we'll test it first.
Yeah.
It's also, I wanted to make a note that with little incentive we can provide, we are an IRS-certified MPO, so we do provide you with the tax write-off.
That is a non-profit organization.
Yes,
MPO.
Thank you.
So, you know, for bigwigs out there at companies, I know we have some people actually in the industry listening. If you work at a company that has extra copies of games or whatever, like
and
you
want
said,
that write-off.
Yeah, you can get your company a write-off for stuff that you just have sitting on the shelves or whatever. So, yeah, we'll get that out of the way. Systems, controllers, cables, games, broken games because they're too scratched.
Yeah, everything.
Send them. And if they can't use it, they'll just get rid of it like you should have anyway. So you should definitely take advantage of this opportunity because it'll make you feel good. Just like
it'll give you that warm fuzzy.
And Santa's watching.
Exactly. Yeah, do it before Christmas. Santa will be happy. So now, what are some of the more inspiring stories that you guys have come across through your work with a lot of these hospitals? I know you've got to have a ton of them. Go for it, James.
Oh, apparently I'm picking up the torch. Actually, recently we just did a trip to New Mexico. We had something arranged there with Las Cruces. What was it? Las Cruces Can, where it was a big organization that just did nice things for the city. Anyways, we had a hospital visit, and we got to meet with a patient. And the kid had come in the middle of the night with a horrible case of pneumonia and actually been cooped up in the hospital for quite some time. And this hospital was an older one and had one Super Nintendo that was broken, in quotes, and actually didn't have a cord, so they weren't using it. And we had made every effort to bring a nice kit with us, and we dropped off a PS2, an N64, and then a couple of handhelds with games.
And a Dreamcast.
And plugged that in for that kid, and, you know, it's amazing how much of a difference it makes. Here you have this child who's very lethargic, you know, he's cranky, he's in a hospital, he's got tubes and electrodes, and it's very uncomfortable. And all of a sudden, they're alive, they're having a good time, they're not noticing their discomfort. So it makes a big difference, and that's why we go to the lengths that we do.
Yeah. I mean, Ryan, you have a story about the whole, how this all started, how you decided to actually start this.
Oh, well, the whole, like, genesis of the foundation was actually when I was going to school at DigiPen, and one of my classmates was gone for, like, a week, just, you know, he was just at home with the flu sick. When we got back, I asked him, you know, what'd you do while you were gone? And he said, man, I sat on my couch and played video games, and it was awesome. I barely felt like I was sick. And one of my other friends said, you know,
ooh,
I didn't have anything to do.
Just like to remind everyone that we're
Andrew,
on the radio.
Did we catch that? Good, we got that, I think.
Ooh.
I didn't have anything to do.
Just like to remind everyone that we're
Andrew,
on the radio.
Did we catch that? Good, we got that, I think. I think we're safe.
We cannot have guests anymore. They're just like sailors.
Not even from charities.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I said, you know, there should be a charity that gets video games to hospitals so that anytime anybody's sick, you know, they can have something to do while they're in there. And it's just kind of like, yeah, someone should do that. And it's just like, well, why not us? Why not me?
And that was like in 2000, right?
Yeah, it was back in 2001.
It was a long time ago, before Child's Play, for the record.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think it's a great cause. I've been very happy to meet these gentlemen. In the past, we've done interviews over the phone. I hope it's clear to everybody. They're actually in the studio. They made the trip up here from
California,
wherever the hell you live, California, drove up to us because we had a donation to make.
A very generous donation. Chatterbox is the bomb. You guys have actually, that is our best donation that we've ever received, and we're going to remember it for a while because it's just a tremendous amount of generosity.
We appreciate that. For the record, none of the stuff is mine.
Yeah.
Or Nate's. Or anybody we know. We got a donation from Microsoft. You guys know that in the past I talked about having a Katrina relief effort.
And the Red Cross was very good about not helping us do that.
It's
amazing.
There was a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that, you know, they probably could have tried a little harder. Maybe, like, return phone calls or talk to us in general. But
bottom line is the stuff that we had donated, which is a total of 57 video game systems, went unused. And given that I had spoken to Ryan in the past, I said, hey, I bet you guys could use these. So we'll put them to good use. And to save on shipping and all that, they actually drove up here because it wasn't too long a distance.
Yeah,
5 or 6 hours or
something. Came out to meet the Chatterbox guys and have a good time, too.
Let's go to Famous Sam's, have some food.
Yeah, exactly.
Smack you guys down in Halo 2.
Yeah.
Alon and Ryan.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that way one of you could be a winner and one of us could be a winner.
That's okay.
Everybody wins.
We're lovers, not fighters.
Exactly. So anyway,
I guess we could have won too if, you know, we were cheap like you guys, but
just because you suck.
If I can out melee you and you've got the plasma sword, dude, you just stink.
See, if you guys stuck around a little longer, we could go home and then play with some of the chatterboxers. But no, you're going home.
They gotta go.
Anyway, so yeah, I just want to make it clear that I still feel like we didn't do all that much. They keep saying Chatterbox is awesome, but yeah, it was Microsoft.
Pretty much.
Microsoft sent us 57 video game systems, and we are very thankful for them being so generous. And I know that Get Well Gamers, they're very happy about it as well.
I guess you can keep that in mind if you're going to buy yourself, or if you're on the fence about the 360.
Yeah.
Microsoft is a fairly generous company.
And you also just received,
deep pockets,
yeah, you got
received
some
a totally
stuff.
Separate donation from someone else in Microsoft, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
that was actually CJ Slusher over at Microsoft actually was called us up, and she managed to get 30... like just brand spanking new Xboxes together for us, and we've actually got a glut of systems now, and we desperately need games. If anyone out there has any Xbox games they're not doing anything with,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
If you've got Xbox games, if you work at a company that has, you know, Platinum Hits games or whatever, send them over. As long as, are there any games you don't accept, like certain maturity levels or whatever?
You don't want like the Guy game or like Leisure Suit Larry or anything like that.
Oh hell no, E's and T's please.
All right.
Yeah, stay away from the M-rated games. But, you know, if you have a bunch of stuff laying around, if you work for a company where you could use the write-off, whatever reason it is...
Or just out of the goodness of your heart.
Yeah, and you can get in contact with us if you can't figure out how to get in contact with Get Well Gamers. We don't care. We'll get it all taken care of.
Yep.
Because it's a good cause. So we've got another segment in the show. We'll be back in just a couple minutes to finish up and tell you about the mod kit giveaway thing that we tried to do last week as well.
We're still working on that.
Yeah, so we'll get back to you in just a couple minutes.
We'll be back.
My name is Alon, everybody, and I host the Chatterbox Video Game Radio Show along with Nate.
That's right, right here.
Right here. And we've got Ryan and James from the Get Well Gamers Foundation.
Hello.
Just talked about it. And if you want to call us, ask a question, do so right now, because we only have a few minutes left. It's 866-536-1100. Right now we've got Adam on the line. He's been waiting patiently for a while. So let's take Adam. Adam, you there?
Nope.
Excellent. Is this Canada, Adam?
Nope.
Number one or number two?
One.
One. Okay.
All right.
The original.
This is PlayingNintendo.com, Adam.
Yeah.
All right, everybody go to PlayingNintendo.com. All right, Adam, what's your question?
My question is, have any of you guys played the Final Fantasy 12 demo yet?
I think you're going to get a big fat no. Any of us? Any of us?
If it's on a console, I haven't played it.
No, we haven't. Neither Ryan nor I have.
I have heard that it's tremendously different than previous ones, right?
I don't know. I just had to make up a question.
Oh, you had to make up a question?
Yeah.
Did I pay you to call?
No.
I don't think we did that. From what I understand, the Final Fantasy XII fighting system has changed, and it's upsetting a lot of people.
Yeah.
It has changed, I think, more to the style that I like. Less turn-based, more action.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, because you like bad games, right?
Well,
I
like turn-based games myself.
Tycho's recent news post didn't really exactly give it glowing remarks, so I'm kind of afraid. But unfortunately, my expectations for the Final Fantasy series have been just dramatically lowered for every iteration since 8. So
you liked 8?
No, I hated 8.
Okay.
8 was the most boring piece of crap I've ever played.
So after 7
yes.
is really it went starting to... Everybody thinks that. Everybody thinks 7 was the best, which is why they keep making
no,
more
No, 7 was not
7.
The best. No way in hell.
Okay, so 3 was the best?
Damn straight.
Okay, good. Well, everybody else
Can we say these words on the air?
What? Yeah, we can.
Oh, can we? Okay, I'm still not sure. Oh,
man, we can. We don't have to wait for the podcast only to say whatever we want.
Okay.
I hope you crazy cats out there liked our last episode.
Now that we've been back on the air, I feel like I need to be all censored.
Exactly. Anyway, thank you very much for calling, Adam. You know, if you have a question that you really want to ask, you can call too.
Or you just want to make up another one.
Exactly. So there were some other things I wanted to talk about before we go, so I have to get these out of the way. Last week, during our podcast-only episode where we got to swear up a storm.
Oh, big time.
I presented the opportunity to people to win an MGE mod kit. Now, for those who don't know, if you go to xgbox.com, you'll see a website related to MGE. They're a high-end PC case manufacturer, and they make mod kits and stuff. And so we have like these lights and fans and grills and all this stuff for your PC.
Looks really cool.
Yeah, it actually does. And so we need to give these away. And so we said, anybody who donates to Child Play and Child's Play Charity through Penny Arcade and wants to send us a copy of their receipt just through a screen capture on their computer, then we will put you into a drawing where we will randomly select people to win this mod kit. So on top of being charitable and feeling good about it, you also actually get something for it, or you could. And unfortunately, maybe because we weren't on the air last week and we only did podcasts, we haven't had a lot of people actually take advantage of this, but we did have some.
We did have a few. Actually, I had two that gave quite a bit.
Two people within about 10 minutes of each other sent me an email and each spent almost $250 on Child's Play.
Yeah.
Now, to me, that's a lot of money. Like, I don't have $250 to throw around. And they each sent, like, 10 toys. And I'm just thinking, that's awesome. And I don't know if we encouraged them to do it or if they would have done it on their own. But either way, they're both getting
mod kits.
They gave,
and that's what matters.
Two other people also donated money. It was much smaller amounts, but I know that it was an amount that was... you know, probably something they would have preferred to have in their pocket.
Yeah.
But they chose to give it, and that's great. So, everyone, if you sent me an email and you know who you are, you've won one. Or you've earned it, I guess. And I will send those all out, perhaps this week. I'm not so good about shipping these things. And we also have a couple other that I have to catch up on. But I'm going to ship those out this week. And this is going to continue. So, if you want to get one and you're going to donate to Child's Play, do it now. You can give cash, you can give toys, video games, whatever. And just send me the receipt, you know, if you need to blur out a number or whatever, that's fine.
Just so we know you gave.
Exactly. And we'll get that stuff to you because we think it's an important cause. And I'm trying to think of a way to involve GetWell Gamers with this.
Well, I mean...
if you make a big donation and Ryan and James tell me that you did, I'd be happy to send you one as well.
Maybe you have some, like, old games that you want to donate. We can give you a
exactly. We'll
mod
work on
kit
it.
For that, too.
We're trying to work with people, not against them.
Yeah.
That's what we do. So anyway, we've got another caller. I'm going to take Matt from New Jersey. You're on the air, Matt. Matt, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so what's up?
You guys are really bad-mouthing World of Warcraft. What's the deal with that?
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know if you've heard previous episodes, and it's really, it's not that I particularly think World of Warcraft is specifically bad, because to tell you the God honest truth, like, I have not even watched it play for more than like 5 minutes in my life. It's MMOs in general that I am specifically against.
I don't know. I play the beta. I liked it. I just don't like paying money every month for a game that I've already paid $50 for. That's why I play Guild Wars, or did play Guild Wars.
Oh.
Well, I'm curious to hear
what.
Sorry, why Alon doesn't like them.
WoW is by far one of the best games ever.
I am not faulting you that WoW is very fun. I just don't like paying $15 a month for the privilege of playing that game only like 4 hours a week, because I have no time.
Yeah, so here's...
Oh, okay, all right, fine. Here's why, not hardcore, whatever.
Listen, I'm always one to say that people are allowed to like whatever games they want.
Oh,
I just think you're crazy to like an MMO. And here's why. And I respect your decision, Matt, but here's why.
Okay.
Because MMOs are highly repetitive. That is really what it comes down to.
Really, an MMO, in my case, is you have to have a group of people that you play with on a regular basis, or you just know a lot of people or are able to find groups of people that are cool to play with.
Yeah, and
if you're playing by yourself and you find a bunch of, like, idiots that just feel, well, I'm, you know, a higher level than you, so I'm going to kill you for an hour, you know, over and over again, that makes me not want to play the game anymore.
Yeah, now, if you do have a lot of people, you have some guild or something, like, I imagine that... That throws in a lot of social atmosphere. It throws in uniqueness to every time you play.
Well, that's the one thing with Guild Wars. Like, if I did not have about, like, I'd say, like, 10 people that I know really well and play with, I would hate Guild Wars.
Oh, and there was that story a few weeks ago about someone catching a couple people cybering in World of Warcraft, right? Cyber-sexing it up. If I could get that action on in the game, I'd be all over it. But I'm just not convinced that I have that much charm. Is that right, Ryan? You don't think I've got it.
Well... I got to say that the hot cybering is something I could certainly do without. It's just kind of gross and stupid. But you got to consider playing an MMO like, I don't know, like sharing a hotel room at PAX or something. The more people you get in on it, the better value it is per dollar. You know, if you've got a bunch of people hanging out with you in the game and you a reliable group that you can party with and raid with and everything, it's great. If you're just sitting there... trying to get some moron smacktard to do a pickup group through a raid that you don't even want to do, you know, yeah, it sucks.
All right, hang on. We have an IRC channel, guys. And Adam, the caller we just had, says he thinks that Matt's going to jump out his window after he gets off the phone.
That's not funny at all.
No, that is very funny, I think.
No, not funny. I may be laughing, but it doesn't mean it's funny.
Definitely funny. All right. Thanks for calling, Matt. I mean, I could defend for a long time, but I know that we don't have Ben much longer on the show tonight.
Alright, guys.
I hope you continue to listen.
I really enjoy the show, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
And, I appreciate it.
I listened a lot on the podcast, and I really, really enjoyed it. So I'm going to continue to listen to it.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Don't jump out that window,
I was going to say, don't jump out the windows. You've got something to live for, namely World of Warcraft 2, which will be the same as the first one. Alright, so apparently our music is playing. It looks like we're going to have to go, but I could probably squeeze in some info. Tomorrow's the 360 launch. Well,
that's right.
Tomorrow's the lineup for the midnight launch that happens literally on or technically.
We will
Tuesday.
Be out at some undisclosed Walmart.
Yeah, in the Phoenix area. I'm going to be waiting for like half a day to get my hands on a 360. Also, I'm a little bit bothered by the idea that Perfect Dark was actually pressed onto DVDs before it was ever certified. Some of you might have read about that. What an absurd notion. And they claim that Microsoft didn't let their certification after it was pressed slide any. I don't believe it for a second. Also, you know, there's a PS2, a class action lawsuit against PS2s because they're all
We want to talk about that.
I was waiting years for this to happen and finally it has.
Jack Thompson suing Amazon.
Oh my God. Jack Thompson has his head up his butt even further than I thought. All right, anyway, thank you very much, Ryan and James, for being on the show. Do you have anything you want to say?
Thank you for having us here.
Awesome.
Great to be here, and thanks for all your help with the donation.
You're very
welcome.
It'll
help a lot of kids.
We'll talk to everybody next week. Call in again. We'll be back.
See ya.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.